Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Autistic After Hours. I'm your host, Ashra, and today we are exploring the question, should I tell them about my autism diagnosis? And if I should, how do I go about telling them? And this can pertain to anyone that you are considering telling about your autism diagnosis. And of course, when I say autism diagnosis, I'm not only talking about a professional diagnosis, but a self-diagnosis as well, because that is 100% valid in the autistic community as long as you've done your research, your self-testing, and exploration into your childhood and current traits. I do want to say that this is an entirely individual process, and this is something that I couldn't really do research on, so the episode today is mostly going to be about my anecdotal experiences with disclosing my autism diagnosis, and I do want to say that it's totally okay if you don't agree with what I say or if you feel differently. We have different lives and we're different people and we have different relationships, and so what you choose to do is entirely subjective and up to you. I also want to say that as a white person with pretty privilege, I am a lot more flexible with who and how I tell people about my autism diagnosis because I'm not concerned with any safety issues coming up if I disclose my autism diagnosis. I'm not concerned that it's going to be held against me in a way that would seriously impact my ability to reach success. And so I do have a lot of privilege, and because of that, it is not going to be relatable for people that are not privileged in the same ways that I am. There are a lot of people, specifically marginalized groups of people or intersectionally marginalized groups, that are not actually safe to disclose their autism diagnosis in a flexible and open way. Autism is obviously something that is still hugely stereotyped and stigmatized against and misunderstood in society. And so if you are already part of a marginalized group, telling people about your autism diagnosis can compound that, and it is entirely valid for you to not want to disclose because of that. So first and foremost, I want to make sure that everyone is safe if they're planning to disclose their diagnosis and everyone is aware of the potential risks that can come with disclosing because of the stigma and the stereotypes. Unfortunately, we do not live in a society where everyone can feel safe in disclosing. In the support groups I run, I've heard really terrible stories of people getting fired for telling their workplace about their autism diagnosis, or being denied accommodations, or being called stigmatized words. So before anything else, making sure that if you plan to disclose, it is a safe person and a safe environment. With all of this being said, in my own experience with my life and my relationships, I've made a pretty firm decision to disclose my autism diagnosis to anyone that I want to pursue or maintain a relationship with. I've had so many misunderstandings in the past, both on an individual level and on a group level involving other people or multiple people, where I've been misunderstood or entirely just wrongly characterized because of people not knowing that I'm autistic, and also largely because I didn't know I was autistic. Now that I know, telling people has led to so much more understanding and so much more patience and guidance in relationships and support that I didn't have before, and it's changed the way that I show up and exist in relationships. When I was self-diagnosed, I told very few people about my diagnosis. It was mostly limited to my boyfriend, my best friend, and then my immediate family, and I received a great amount of negative feedback when I told people. There were some people that told me they were 100% sure that I was not autistic. They were certain that I couldn't be autistic because they exhibited similar traits to me and they're not autistic, or maybe they knew an autistic person and I was nothing like them, or maybe it's just anxiety, or it's just your depressed nature. I was told all sorts of things like this that really led to a great amount of imposter syndrome and self-doubt. And though I was always internally very certain of my diagnosis, all of the negative feedback I received led me to feel really insecure of how and who I could tell about my diagnosis without having a professional one to back me up. And so I ended up seeking out a professional diagnosis, and that made things a lot smoother when I started to tell people. People believed me a lot more, and ultimately, it was much better received when I said that I was professionally diagnosed, which goes to show that there is such stigma around self-diagnosis. People really don't understand the amount of time and effort and research that goes into a self-diagnosis. Research actually does show that most self-diagnosed autistics do end up being validated in their diagnosis if they do seek out professional diagnosis. So we really should believe people when they tell us about their self-diagnosis, because most of the time they are correct. When I got my professional diagnosis and told people, it still started out mostly with like my immediate family, but then of course I started Autistic Thrifter and I told the world about my diagnosis. And in that, you can tell how strongly and firmly I feel in my stance of disclosing and being really open about my diagnosis. And there are a lot of reasons for this. As I've already mentioned, the primary reason is because I feel that it allows people to understand me more, but even more than that, it allows me to better express and explain myself. In the past, when I experienced things like literal thinking, or I didn't understand certain jokes, or I took longer to process things, people honestly thought that I was just like an airhead or that I was not smart. And that's not true. I am smart. So now, myself, knowing that I'm autistic, I have a lot more confidence in telling people, I need more time to process that, or can you please explain that in a different way? I feel more confident in advocating for myself and asking for what I need, because now I understand it and I feel confident about it. And other people now understand better too why I might need more time to process things, or why certain jokes will not click for me right away, or why I might take things literally in a way that they don't understand. Now it makes sense for them too. And the other reason why I feel so strongly about disclosing my autism diagnosis is because, as you already know, with Autistic Thrifter, with my support groups, my main mission in all of this is to increase awareness and acceptance for all autistic people. And part of that is me demonstrating to people that autism is not one single presentation. There are tons of non-stereotypical presentations that are valid and deserve awareness and acceptance. A lot of people have a very stereotyped view of what autism is. Think Rain Man, things like that, savants, people that completely are not able to speak or communicate in that way. Individuals who are having violent public meltdowns. Yes, all of those things are autistic presentations, but it is not the only way that autistic people present, and that needs to be known. So when I tell people that I'm autistic, what I'm hoping for is that I'm helping to broaden their probably narrow view of what autism is. I'm helping to present to them an alternative way that an autistic person may show up, a different way that autism can look. And of course, I mean in relation to my behaviors and my actions and my thoughts and my neurotype, not my actual physical look, my aesthetics, because obviously that is not a part of autism. There is no one look associated with autism. But ultimately, I'm hoping that when I tell people that I'm autistic, it's helping them to broaden their understanding of what autism is and how autistic people can present. And this doesn't mean forgetting about the more stereotypical presentations. It just means increasing their awareness around non-stereotypical presentations as well. So if I ask myself, should I tell them about my autism diagnosis? Is it important for this person or this group of people to know? What it really comes back to is, do I care about this relationship? And if the answer is yes, then I should tell them. Because there's no way that you can know me without knowing that I'm autistic. I will always be presenting a false persona to you if you do not know and accept that I am autistic, because I don't feel comfortable being myself without you knowing that very important fact. Now, am I going to tell the person at the grocery store that is like helping ring my stuff out that I'm autistic? No, because that is not a relationship that I care about or that I have any sort of dynamic that is long-lasting with them. But am I going to tell like a family member or a friend or an employer that I'm hoping to have a long-term relationship with? Yeah, absolutely, I'm going to tell them, because I can't be myself authentically and shamelessly, and I can't fully present my ideas and I can't fully present my intellect and the things that I'm good at if they don't know. But I do want to say, going back to the individuality and subjectivity of this question, I'm not saying that you need to think the same way that I do or that you need to tell people if you care about the relationship. This is just the way that I see it and the way that I go about it in my life. Now, the next part of this is, if you do decide to tell people, how do you go about doing this? And this is something else that has come up in the support groups that I run, where we've talked about how to go about telling people. It's a tricky thing to navigate. The first thing is to try and prepare yourself for receiving some negative feedback, because unfortunately there are some people that are going to be negative about that information, or they're going to say something invalidating, sometimes even without realizing it. So preparing some responses for that, or some resources you can give to them so that they can learn more, might be a good idea. Also, making sure that emotionally you're in a good place to be able to receive potentially negative feedback or criticism, because for me, I know that at a lot of points I was not in a place where I could receive that, and so hearing people's negativity really impacted me. So trying to put your mental health first and make sure that you're in a place, both like overall and even just like specifically on that day that you decide to tell someone, just checking in with yourself to make sure that you're in a place where you can handle and know how to respond and deal with a potentially invalidating reaction. When it comes to actually disclosing your diagnosis, the way that you do it is highly dependent on you and also on the person that you're telling. For example, there might be some people that you can just outright tell that you're autistic, but for other people, it might be more of like a slow introduction that includes you just kind of telling them about autism before you actually tell them that you are autistic. Like for me, there were some people that I just told, like, hey, I'm autistic, and you should probably know that because it's a really important part of who I am. But there also were people that I introduced the idea to much more slowly. And for a lot of people, I actually didn't even tell them that I thought I was autistic for months. It was more so me just sharing things about autism because they knew I was interested in it. So I would just tell them about autism and tell them about non-stereotypical presentations and tell them about experiences that did relate to me. But I wouldn't actually tell them that I thought I was autistic or that I was considering I was autistic. I didn't tell that information until they knew a lot about autism already. So I think my best advice would be to kind of like slowly introduce it to people that you're not sure like how their reaction will be, or if you don't feel comfortable just telling them. You can share Instagram videos with them, you can share resources, research papers, all about your experiences without actually telling them that they are your experiences. You can just say things like, hey, this is super random, but I've been learning a lot about autism recently, and I found this really interesting, and so I wanted to share it with you and see what you thought. And eventually you can slowly be like, yeah, the more I'm learning about it, the more I feel like I'm actually relating to a lot of it, and I think I actually am autistic. Or you can say, I have self-diagnosed that I'm autistic. You can tell them how you did it if you want to, and you can tell them why you're autistic and how you know. How much you share is totally up to you. But I think that's probably my best tip, is using resources to slowly introduce the idea to people so that they have like a basis of knowledge before you tell them. And remember, this is about you. It's not about anyone else. And so making sure that you do it in a way that feels safe and comfortable is very important. So maybe that means telling them in person, but also maybe that means writing it in a note to them or texting it to them or sending them a voice memo about it. It doesn't have to be one specific way. This is about you, and it should be in a way that you feel comfortable with. And as I already mentioned, making sure that you're prepared, maybe you have some scripts prepared for things that they might ask you so that it's not overwhelming in the moment, just trying to prepare yourself for things. And I think another really necessary part of this is knowing that this could lead to the dissolution of certain relationships. It definitely has for me. But what I've realized is that if a person can't understand and accept my autism, then that means they don't accept me. And I don't want to be close to someone that can't accept me for who I am. And so that has meant stepping away from certain relationships or not being as close to people or completely not talking to certain people anymore because it's just not beneficial for me. So I think it's really important to understand that this is a very big thing. It's a big deal to tell someone something so vulnerable and central to who you are. And it can be really scary to not know how they'll respond. And so just know that you're totally valid in feeling scared and nervous about it. I definitely felt that way too. And what I've realized is that the people that are really close in my life and the people that truly love me and care about me, they have gone to really great lengths to accept and support and understand me. And this is just another part of that, is understanding my autism. And if there have been any people in my life that refused or did not or wouldn't accept my autism and learning about it, then I have had to accept that they are just not for me. And that is hard, but that is the truth. So all of this should be done with the most love and care toward yourself, because that is who is the most important in all of this. So think about, is it important for you to disclose to this person? Would it benefit the relationship? And mostly, would it benefit me for this person to know and understand my autism? And also thinking about, is there a way I can tell them that would feel safe and comfortable for me and affirming for me? And are there any possible ways that this could go wrong? How could I prepare myself for that? And making sure that you yourself feel loved and cared about in the process, and valid, because even if you are self-diagnosed or professionally diagnosed, whatever it is, you are valid, you are autistic, and you deserve to be able to tell people in a safe way. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you so much. Please leave a rating and a review if you feel inclined. It helps me a lot. And be sure to follow Autistic After Hours on Instagram so you can be a part of voting for new topics every Monday. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.